You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. As your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day, your Tuesdays, to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, I pray for my family out here, my extended family here today, Lord. I thank you for them. Lord, I pray your best for my listening family. I pray for them. I lift them up. I pray for their children today. Watch out over their children. Bless them on their jobs here today. May everyone out here have the Midas touch today, that everything that they touch turn to gold. Lord, I pray you'd impress on everyone today. Whatever it is you'd have us to do for someone else here today, Lord, I pray you'd put someone else on our hearts here today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. WGOD Radio, we are in the book of Revelation here, verse by verse. This is a short program, 30 minutes, so it'll play 3 days, with tomorrow being the holiday. I'll replay tomorrow's on Thursday, so you don't miss that. We're in an exciting portion of Scripture here. We're looking at the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I had the funny notion, the book of Revelation is so symbolic. Everything means something. And when you can understand what the symbols mean, then it's an easy book to understand. We know what lamb is. We know who the dragon is. We know what a sword represents. So likewise, how about a horse? What does a horse represent? And I got the image, and as I was preparing for this, instead of horse, let's go with limo, limousine. The horse was a method of travel. I just thought that was a funny statement, but helps us understand, really. Behold a red limousine, and someone was sitting in it. This is the next part of this message now. Revelation chapter 6, the four horsemen, really the four riders. That is all seriousness now. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, breaks a seal, one of the seals on the end time scroll, actually the title deed of planet Earth. He breaks one of the seals, and when he does, someone is dispatched on whatever it means that it is. The important thing to see is that God does it. God orchestrates it. And there's four distinct things. The first thing that happens, someone is set out to conquest. The conqueror. He's got a bow and no arrows. He's riding on what the Bible calls a white horse. Funny, the Lord Jesus will be riding on a white horse. Funny, the Muslim Messiah at the end of the age is said to be riding on a white horse. Then there's a red horse and a pale horse. Death rides a horse. That's what we're looking at here today. Next part of this message now, the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Also, 1 Thessalonians 5. It says, but concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you've got no need that I write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly well the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. But when they say to you, peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 4. Right in the way, Ron, I like it. This is good stuff here. This man brings peace when he comes, not fighting. He's got a bow with no arrows. Daniel wrote 2,600 years ago, he's going to bring peace with him. And Paul warned, look out when he comes. He says, peace. When everyone says to you, peace, don't believe it. Don't trust them. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them like a pregnant woman. So what are we looking for out here today? I would say a 7-year peace treaty involving Israel. Will Donald Trump play a part of that? Who cares? Who knows? And I would say the man who does bring about this peace treaty will be the Antichrist, who, by the way, is the rider in this first limousine here. Antichrist. Alternative to. Remember what the word anti means. Alternative to, or in place of, or instead of. He's a counterfeit Christ, riding in a white limo, with a temporary peace plan in the glove box. I got to put a modern spin on this to help us understand this. That a horse doesn't necessarily mean horse. And I don't want to see a church full of atheists if he comes in a Cadillac and say the word of God is not right. No, this is a book of symbols. Horse means something, just like sword does. When it says that the president and governors don't bear the sword in vain, Romans chapter 13, it doesn't mean they're going to cut your head off with a knife. Bear the sword in vain means capital punishment. Sword means something else. I just want you to see that. If you are alive to witness this event, then know assuredly the tribulation has begun, and the Lamb of God has loosed the first of these 7 seals. And that has answered all my other questions. That is, are we living in the tribulation? No, we're not. For 2 reasons. There's no peace treaty yet. Number 2, there's no 2 witnesses here yet. Revelation chapter 11 talks of 2 witnesses preaching Christ for 3.5 years. I could add number 3, no temple in Jerusalem yet. All right, now back to heaven, verse 3. Now when he opened the 2nd seal, I heard the 2nd living being say, come. And another horse went out, fiery red. And it was granted to him that sat on it to take peace from the earth. So that, look what happens when you take it away. Notice the words, so that. It was granted to him that sat on it, or was granted to him that rode in it, to take peace from the earth, so that they might kill each other. And there was given to him a great sword. So the first rider represents conquest, or the conqueror. The second one, war. Handout says conflict on earth. Notice with this rider that he takes peace from the earth. Look what happens to people when you take away their peace. Hear me, church. Look at what happens to a country or a world or a nation when you take their peace away. What do you got? War. And people kill each other. You know, I'm so grateful that this text does not apply to you and I. Well, at least it doesn't apply to me. I don't know about you. We can write a big N-A next to this. Because Jesus Christ is the great dispenser of peace. It says in John 14, 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Isaiah wrote, his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. When Jesus Christ is your Savior, you have what the Bible calls the peace that surpasses all understanding. You see, you've got something that all these others don't have. You've got peace with God. Governments can't take it. Politicians can't tax it. It's yours. There's only one thing you can do with it. You know what that is? Let someone steal it from you. Let someone steal it from you. When you don't have peace, you've got war. How are you doing today on your peace? You should be in possession of an inner peace that passes all understanding. A peace that says, bring it on. Do you have that kind of peace? Have you misplaced yours? Have you misplaced yours? I encourage you to go get it back. If you've lost your peace, go get it back. It's yours. Moths and rust can't take it from you, nor can a government. How do I get it back? Listen to this psalm. Psalm 119, verse 165. It says, great peace have them that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Love thy law. What's the equivalent of that today? Love in this book. This is the law of God for us today. It's the Word of God. And Jesus Christ is the Word of God, the living Word. Remember this book. Remember, the Word of God is living and active. Acts 4:12, sharper than any two-edged sword. This book is living. If you've lost your peace, go back into this book and find it. How do you do that? When you read texts like, we are more than conquerors through him that saved us. Something happens when you read that because the book's alive. Anyone here ever read a scripture more than once and it blessed you the second time? Anyone here read something 40 years later after the first time you read it and you got blessed the 40th year or the 30th year or the 80th year? Why? Because the book's alive. If you've lost your peace, go here to this book. There's 4,430 promises in the Word of God. How about, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. When you read that and meditate on it and think on it and receive that to yourself, you've got the peace that passes all understanding. Everyone with me? If you've lost it, I encourage you to get it back. This is what happens with a bunch of unbelievers that don't have any peace. Or just turn on CNN. And you'll see unbelievers that don't have any peace. Now, I encourage everyone in this church to come back when we're up to chapter 11 in this book. All right? Buy an airplane ticket and come back. When you get to the time when you see that there's no rain falls during the days of their prophecy, that's 1,260 days on a Hebrew calendar of 360 days is no rain for 3.5 years. You think you're mad because Donald Trump is president? Wait until there's no water for 3.5 years. And then this man on a white horse or the man in a white limo is going to have a trunk full of this. Zephyr Hill. And all you got to do is one little thing. You take a mark right here or right here, and you have all water you want.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter.